Hey everyone, this is Sarah, and welcome to my show. Hey everybody, just Sarah here today. So it's that time of the year between Christmas and New Year's, and it's pretty much a doldrums. So no guest here, but I just wanted to reach out to y'all with some of the like annoying things that I'm seeing people do on social media. Don't do any of these things. And it's not that I haven't done these things before. Admittedly, I think I've done some of them, but I guess maybe now I'm a little bit older. And also I spend so much time on social media and I see these things over and over again. And to be honest with you, it just becomes more of a joke to me over and over again. So I guess this posting is for myself as much as other people, but I don't know. This is just like so really fake things that people do on social media. And it's like, it really is turning me off. So the first thing I hate when people say on social media is when they're like, this book is sold out, or like, they'll be like, the presentation is now standing room only. Like, for example, I'm looking at this one blogger's holiday necklace that she sells to people who read her blog, and it has some motivational saying on it. And she's like, every year this always sells out. You know, you should get it now. Limited edition. It's like, who cares? If it's sold out, then why would I go through the pain in the neck to buy your crummy necklace? You know what I'm saying? Like, all this says to me is that you're so broke that you didn't produce enough inventory. All it says is that you did a lousy job forecasting your sales, or you didn't take enough of a risk to try to sell the most that you could. It's like, what, did you produce 5 of these? And so you can say they're sold out. You know what I mean? And the same thing goes with standing room only. It's like every sales trainer in the world knows this trick. You intentionally sell more tickets to the seminar than you have seats, so there's no empty seats, because you know there's a certain percentage that'll just be no-shows. This is actually a technique that producers of these events know to do. It's the oldest sham in the book. I hate when people say standing room only. It's annoying. Like, why would I want to go and stand there and listen to your performance? I'd rather catch the replay from the comfort of my living room couch. Sorry, the only one that I do standing room only for is my kid when I go to her Christmas concert, okay? You lost my holiday concert, sorry. Sorry, everybody, you lost my interest very quickly with that one, you standing room only people. These are just meaningless. People say, like, for example, they try to brag about how much they've sold, right? It's like, I mean, if you've sold that much, then shut up and like take a trip to Acapulco or something. Like, you don't have to tell me about it. Good for you. You're rich. So am I, by the way. You don't hear me saying it, except now. Anyways, so when people say, for example, I'm the author of this best-selling New York Times bestseller, it's like, really? Then how come I haven't bought it yet? You know? I don't know. It's so fake. It really annoys me. The other one is this like kind of shrouded brag, I'll call it. Usually people do this when they get an award or when they go onto a podcast. It's like, I'm so honored to have been named as a top 30 under 30 by whatever publication. I think we all know the publication that does this, but I don't know. I think it's BS. Like, a lot of times these media people just award these accolades based upon who has the biggest Twitter following. And you can see it, because a lot of these people that get this award, or a lot of these people that get these awards, are just the ones that are the most visible. They're not the ones that have actually done the most for the industry or advanced the ball or have the most profitable practices. They're just the ones that yell the loudest and make a lot of noise. A lot of times also people say like, oh, I was so honored to have been featured in this article or on this podcast. I mean, I even think that I've done this for myself and some clients. And even that, I think, is kind of fake. It's kind of a brag. So I don't know. I think in the future, what I would recommend doing, and I think what I'm going to do, is instead of saying like, oh, I was so honored to be on this podcast, it's kind of a lazy way of announcing, you know, or communicating. I think what I'm going to do instead is communicate more about the details and what would be most meaningful. And I've done that to some extent, but I feel like I maybe have even done the brag a little bit. So shame on me. See, hear that sound? I'm slapping my own hand. Boo on you, Sarah. But people are doing the humble, they call it the humble brag, the shrouded brag, I call it. Like, people are doing this all the time on social media, and it's like, bleh. Or here's another thing that people do. When they go visit somewhere, They go, oh, look, you know, look at this beautiful view of Santiago, Chile. It's like, okay, good. So you're so rich that you could go to like fabulous places. Who are you, a Kardashian? You know what I mean? Anyways, so the travel postings too. It's kind of like just trying to get attention with the view. I get it. It's kind of bragging though. Keep that in mind. The other thing that I think is kind of fake on social media is these overly motivational posts. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a motivated person and like most of the time I'm happy, but you don't see me like on LinkedIn talking about some BS about how like I chase happiness, not money. And like, I love my life all the time and stuff. It's like, cut the BS, right? Half these people wouldn't be saying that if they didn't think it would make them a dollar from someone who saw that posting, okay? Or like these people who are like, do what you feel, do what feels good in life. Okay, great, but does that make me any money? I think this is bad advice. And who are these people anyways? Are you like a licensed social worker? Are you a licensed therapist? Then like, how are you talking about anyone being happy? You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's bad advice. Like, do you want to know about the pain I went through when I was getting my CFA? I do not remember my 20s. I remember going out, putting on my black leather boots and going out with my girlfriends on the weekends and drinking. And during the week, it was like, get up at 5:30 in the morning, go work out, go to work, come home, study for the CFA, study for your MBA, study for the Series 7, study for the Series 66, like work late until 11 o'clock at night. You know, get driven home in a car from work and then like get up the next day and do the same thing. And then a lot of times I mean, it wasn't great. Like I had bosses yelling at me left and right. You know, I failed the CFA exam times. Like I wasn't that happy all the time. Okay. But what was the time of like some of my greatest accomplishments? The time when I was the most unhappy. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm getting on in my years and maybe a little bit more jaded than some of these people in the younger generations. I don't know. But I just think this idea of like not being happy equals being unhealthy mentally in business. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? And like I said, half these people, these therapists, especially some of these like people calling themselves quote unquote financial therapists. I mean, yeah, some of them are licensed, but a lot of times these people that are just throwing the word therapist out there are doing it because there's a dollar sign at the end of the rainbow for them. And the same with these kind of wellness people, you know, these people that are like tossing out this kind of health advice on stuff. And I just want to be like, where's the FDA? Like, FDA, are you listening to this podcast? Because I think you should start going after the people that are putting out like health advice on social media and they have no medical training. Like I had this client once who used to say that bald people could grow their hair back using the shampoo she sold. Total bull. And she was one of these pyramid marketing people that sold beauty products. And it's like where are the regulators? If financial advisors made guaranteeing statements about finance, like some people make about health, they would just be fined to oblivion by the regulators. So I just think some of these people are telling you like what to eat and telling you to work out more and stuff. It's like, first of all, who are you? Are you even that healthy yourself? Like, let's see you first thing in the morning before all the stuff you put on, right? And then we'll see how healthy you really are, okay? And it's just like, are you even licensed again? Like, are you one of these glamour beauty wellness people? And I just think that that's really fake. So, hey, everybody, listen. Thanks for listening to this episode. Happy New Year. And if you're listening to this podcast at a time that's not around the same time that I'm recording this, like, if you're not listening to this in December, then Happy New Year and way in advance, maybe. But hope you'll subscribe and rate and review for the next one. Bye now.